This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Buongiorno. It's great to be with you from the Eternal City for the first time here on Morning Air.
Well, buongiorno to you, John. Complimenti on your Italian. Way to go today. And I am very happy to bring Rome to home today.
It is a joy to be with you. And, you know, just to hear your voice, and we had an opportunity to chat off air the other day. Whenever we talk with Rome, it reminds me of our beautiful honeymoon that my wife Cindy and I had in the Eternal City. Got to meet the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, and receive the blessing, and hear the fans in the streets yelling out of the car windows, "Aguri, aguri," because we were dressed in our wedding attire. So great memory. So it's always exciting to check in with you in Rome. And I've been listening to your reports for many years. So I know that you are plugged into everything that's going on in the Vatican.
Well, I sure do love it, John, and it makes me all the more happy that all those happy memories get to come flooding back to you each Wednesday when we talk about the papal audience, because it certainly is a very special event each week, and of course, to have that opportunity that you and your wife did to meet the Pope, it's always such an incredible joy. It means so much. So wonderful that that I get to share those memories with you each week.
It's a joy. Ashley, for the longest time, Pope Francis has been talking about prayer from many different perspectives during his weekly Wednesday audiences. Was prayer once again the focus of today's audience here as we begin the month of June?
It sure was today. The Holy Father focused on the idea of Christ himself as the model in the soul of every prayer that we pray. And so he pointed out that prayer is critical to everyone's spiritual life, and that also prayer was absolutely fundamental in Jesus' relationship with his disciples. Now today, Pope Francis, he looked to scripture, he looked to Luke, and he pointed out the example that before choosing his disciples, Jesus did what? He went up the mountain to pray. He spent the whole night praying to his Father. And then at daylight, he chose his disciples and named them his apostles. And Pope Francis today said that intense dialogue with the Father, it was that prayer that is what brought Jesus to that choice of the apostles, even if one of them, Judas, would betray him. And he knew that. But as the Pope said, the names of the disciples were written in God's plan, the name of the apostles. And so then when the apostles made mistakes or they failed, Pope Francis pointed out that Jesus was constantly praying for them. And as he said, carrying them in his heart. And he said that Jesus' love during the apostles' times of weakness never ceased. In fact, that love became even more intense because he put the apostles at the center of his prayer, just like all of us are at the center of his prayer today. And he also pointed out that Jesus waited very patiently for their conversion, just like he waits for us. And then he looked at what he called some turning points in Jesus' mission. And he said all those important turning points were always preceded by intense prolonged prayer. And when Jesus was at Caesarea Philippi, for example, and he asked the apostles who they thought he was, well, Pope Francis called that question of Christ's that a test of faith. And he called it also a renewed starting point from the disciples. It's because from then on, it was when Jesus took what he called a new tone in his mission, and he started speaking openly about his passion, about his death and resurrection to come. And then today, the Pope looked at, you know, imagining how difficult it would be for his disciples to hear talk of Jesus' death. And that even through that difficulty, surely it was prayer that was their only source of light and of strength. So he advised everyone that as the road becomes more difficult, he called it, as we start to go uphill, that we should pray more intensely. And he also looked to the Transfiguration and saying that, you know, that anticipated manifestation of the glory of Jesus also took place in prayer. And so Jesus, ultimately, Pope Francis concluded by saying that Jesus wants everyone to pray as he prayed himself, but that even if the attempts of prayer, they don't seem fruitful, or it feels like what he said, you're stuttering through it, to remember that one can always count on Jesus' prayer and should never cease to constantly trust in him. And he gave a lovely analogy, or I mean, a lovely image, imagining that our humble prayers, when they are supported by the prayer of Jesus, it's like they are on eagle's wings and then they soar up to heaven. So, John, as the audience concluded today, as Pope Francis exited, he stopped and all eyes were on him as he spent some time chatting with an elderly woman in a wheelchair. When he stepped away, he blew her a kiss. He blew one right back. And of course, you can imagine that the audience really appreciated that lovely, affectionate gesture. So happy to share with you what is happening this morning over here at the Papal Audience, John.
That is great. And I can just imagine the look on the folks' face there at the Papal Audience to see the Holy Father, who we've come to know him, do these types of gestures, these kisses, these hugs, these embraces with his fans.
Yes, exactly. It's not at all unusual. And it's nice to see that the crowds are getting bigger and bigger as more people are, first of all, visiting Rome and becoming aware that the audiences are being held out in the courtyard of San Damaso, which is in the interior of the Apostolic Palace. But tickets can be obtained so that anyone, you know, these are free tickets, anyone can go and attend that audience, John.
Ashley, and we're visiting with Ashley Narona, our Rome correspondent, live from Vatican City. Ashley, how soon can we expect to see the Holy Father out in the Piazza di San Pietro in St. Peter's Square for his usual pre-pandemic papal audiences?
Yes. So a date has not yet been announced, but I am going to go ahead and probably put in that it will be around August, since July is the month that he usually takes off for vacation. And so it would be a very natural thing to do to start up again then, although technically in the summer, it isn't in the square itself. It's actually in the Paul VI Audience Hall, but meaning it'll be back to a more normalish type of venue. And the reason that it's in the Audience Hall is because it's hot. In this way, it gives the attendees the opportunity to stay out of the sun and to be in a pleasant atmosphere as they wait for hours, because you do wait for hours from when you arrive at the square until when the Holy Father comes in. So we shall see what happens, but let's hope that we get some normalcy again soon.
Absolutely. I know the feeling. I've been there. You got to get there early if you want to get a good seat.
Yes,
and see the Holy Father.
Exactly.
Ashley, yesterday we were talking with Father Rocky about some of his experiences in Rome during the pontificate of Pope John Paul II with the Corpus Christi processions that are so magnificent there in the Eternal City. We actually had a chance to be in one of those with about 100,000 people back in 2005 when we got married. What's the latest? How is the Feast of Corpus Christi going to be celebrated this year in Rome?
Yes. Well, actually, on the 6th of June, so on Sunday, the feast will be celebrated. Pope Francis is celebrating a Holy Mass in St. Peter's Basilica at the Altar of the Chair. And it's going to be a very limited number of faithful who will attend. In years gone by, there was a fabulous Eucharistic procession. This is the one that you probably experienced, John, that went from our Cathedral of St. John Lateran all the way to the Church of St. Mary Major.
Absolutely. It was unbelievable experience. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I remember the loudspeakers with the Tantum Ergo and the Holy Father, Pope Benedict at the time, on the Pope Mobile with the Blessed Sacrament aboard. It was unreal to be in. I mean, Americans could only imagine what it feels like to be in a procession like that.
Exactly. It's so powerful. And it's, you know, another amazing thing about it is that, so the procession is absolutely packed with people who are participating, but then other folks, passersby or viewers, come to just stand in the streets. They fall to their knees as Christ in the Eucharist passes by. And it's incredible how solemn the feeling is. You know, you would think with all of those people, but no, people are very reverent and it is wonderful. But all that said, John, sorry to have to say that that will not be happening, but there are some other very special things happening. For example, my husband, John, and I are going to go to Orvieto, Italy, which is in Umbria, and there where, of course, we remember the miracle, the Eucharistic miracle of Bolsena, which happened in the 13th century when a priest who was having doubts about the real presence in the Eucharist stopped in that area to celebrate the Holy Mass. And during the consecration, a miracle occurred and blood began to gush from the host. And of course, for example, the vestments, the corporal, those things are there. And so every year for the Feast of Corpus Christi, the people of Orvieto have a gigantic celebration as well. And it's so wonderful because actually they started adoration from Monday. So they will have adoration in that same chapel, the Eucharistic Miracle Chapel, from Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, they ask all of their citizens to fast and to abstain. And then, of course, the big celebration will be on Sunday itself, a great big mass. And typically afterwards, there would be a wonderful parade, a parade with people wearing medieval costumes, marching. Imagine with the beautiful Duomo, the beautiful Basilica of Orvieto in the background, and people marching from there with banners and drapes and helmets and armor and trumpets. And it's just fabulous. Now, this year, apparently that's going to happen, but it's going to be a smaller version of the usual one. So we're really looking forward to celebrating this special feast in such a special way, John.
It sounds absolutely magnificent. We also have some good news about the pandemic. Mm-hmm. U.S. air travel is starting again. The first American tourists are starting to arrive in Roma.
Yes. Yes, it's so exciting. In fact, let me tell you how excited everyone was that Italy actually arranged a special welcome for these folks. About 300 tourists came in the other day. This is one of those COVID-tested flights, and many of whom were coming to be finally reunited with their family. And they'd never expected to be greeted on the other side here in the Rome airport with gift bags. So these gift bags were welcoming them. They contained things like food and wine that are specially made in Italy. They had bracelets that are red, white, and green, colors of the Italian flag, and special little souvenirs. So the president of our country keeps repeating a line. He says, "The time has come to book your holiday in Italy." So everything's reopening and we're moving full steam ahead over here, John.
Sounds great. Just one final thought. I understand that Italy's ancient pilgrimage routes are getting a little makeover.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. So Italy is getting about a $222 billion stimulus from the EU. And so they're putting about $435 million towards revamping train lines, old train lines that are going to go into these tiny little villages that you otherwise couldn't get to from the big major regional rails. And also these ancient pilgrimage routes. So like the pilgrimage route of St. Francis, St. Benedict, St. Scholastica. And so they want to have everything finished for the Jubilee year coming up in 2025. So this is all fantastic news and all the more reasons for everybody to plan your trip to Bella Italia.
Bella Italia. Grazie. Thank you so much, Ashley Nerona, for painting the picture of everything that's going on in Rome and with the Holy Father's Wednesday audience. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Well, it's my piacere. God bless. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.